The CEOs of major American companies took a pay cut in 2015. The Wall Street Journal reports that median pay for CEOs at nearly 300 publicly traded companies fell about 4% compared to the year before. Executive compensation hasn't dropped that much since the financial crisis. Joining us now is Jill Schlesinger of CBS News in New York. Hi, Jill.
Hi.
And the median pay for these executives is still about $11 million a year, so we don't need to feel too bad for them right now. But why did their pay go down?
Oh, boo-hoo. I've got my hanky out, and it's so sad. Well, you know, there's two major causes as I see this. Certainly, there's been weaker corporate performance. You know that. You look at your 401ks for last year, and stocks didn't have such a hot year last year. So that's one part of it. It slowed down some of the cash bonuses that the CEOs used to receive. Also, some strange accounting rules that are really a bit wonky. It did change the pension growth, and a lot of these CEOs are relying on pensions as well.
Okay, so that is the reason for it. What does it mean? Because I guess you could look at it and say, okay, good. We're getting a little more equity in the pay that's going on in companies. You don't have the CEOs maybe making 5 million times what the average worker makes, but they're making a little bit less than that. On the other hand, what I just said there, executive compensation hasn't dropped that much since the financial crisis. Should we be worried?
I wouldn't worry, and really, it's kind of crazy. So we're talking about a 3.8% drop from the previous year. This may seem very stark if you are someone who made $11.2 million and now you only made $10.8 million. You hear the sarcasm here. But let's really talk about the long-term trend, and I think that that's more instructive because CEOs of the big companies in the United States earn about three times more than they did 20 years ago, about 10 times more than they did 30 years ago. So 1 year does not undo a trend. And frankly, I think there's a lot of room for improvement here on these ratios.
What are the arguments that they make, by the way, in favor of that kind of money being made by a CEO? Are they saying, if you didn't pay me this, you couldn't ever find anybody good enough to run this company?
Yeah, and I think that's baloney, as my grandfather used to say, baloney, because, you know, first of all, what they would say is, oh, well, I've earned it and I'm getting paid in stock. And certainly that matches, you know, your performance, you, the shareholder, you should care about that. But it's weird. It started a strange land grab. So what happens is the board compensation committee hires a compensation consultant. They start comparing it with all the other compensation out there for Fortune 500 companies. And it's almost like a perfect storm where it all starts pushing up compensation, but it has literally nothing to do with results. Let me give you a good example, yeah. Especially in our world of media. You've got the CEO of Viacom, who cited in a Wall Street Journal article, the spokesman of Viacom says, hey, his compensation, it's a retention bonus. This is so great. He's really on the shareholder side. Well, you look at Viacom stock, it's down 23% over the last 5 years. And this guy is getting paid 10, 20, 30% more year over year. That's nonsense. And even if you said, well, is it the whole industry? No, because CBS, my employer, up 117% over 5 years. Time Warner up 106%. So how do you pay a guy? How do you justify someone whose results are basically rotten and give him a raise? You tell them that,
Jill,
man, mister.
give us your Twitter handle so people can hear more.
At Jill on Money.
There we go. Jill Schlesinger of CBS. Thank you.
Take care.